Start speech, the basics of cleaning words in English. Cleaning words in English are used to describe the act of cleaning something. They can be used to describe the act of cleaning something oneself, or the act of hiring someone to clean something for you. There are many different words that can be used to describe the act of cleaning in English. Some of the most common cleaning words include clean, dust, polish, vacuum, and wash. The different types of cleaning words in English. There are many different types of cleaning words in English. Some of the most common types of cleaning words include words that describe the act of cleaning something: clean, dust, polish, vacuum, wash. Words that describe the person who is doing the cleaning: maid, janitor, housekeeper, cleaner. Words that describe the place where the cleaning is taking place: home, office, building, store. The most common cleaning words in English. The most common cleaning words in English are clean, dust, polish, vacuum, and wash. These words are used to describe the act of cleaning something. Tips for using cleaning words in English. When using cleaning words in English, it is important to be specific. For example, if you are describing the act of cleaning a window, you would use the word clean. If you are describing the act of dusting a shelf, you would use the word dust. It is also important to use the correct word when describing the person who is doing the cleaning. For example, if you are describing a maid who is cleaning a room, you would use the word maid. If you are describing a janitor who is cleaning a building, you would use the word janitor. When using cleaning words in English, it is also important to be aware of the different tenses. For example, the word clean can be used in both the present tense and the past tense. The word washed can only be used in the past tense. Cleaning action words. Wash, add a bit of dish soap to a bucket of warm water, and scrub away. Be sure to rinse thoroughly afterwards. Scrub, use a stiff brush and some elbow grease to really get things clean. This is great for tough stains. Wipe, a quick way to clean up spills and fingerprints. Use a damp cloth or paper towel. Sweep, get rid of dirt and dust by sweeping it up with a broom. Be sure to get into corners and along edges. Vacuum, the best way to remove dirt, dust, and pet hair. Be sure to go over each area multiple times. Dry, use a clean cloth or towel to dry off surfaces. This will help prevent water spots and streaks. The top 10 cleaning verbs you need to know. Each type of cleaning verb has a different purpose and speech. Start speech. There are a lot of different cleaning verbs out there, but which ones are the most important? Here are the top 10 cleaning verbs you need to know. 1. Dust/dusting, to remove fine particles of dirt from a surface. 2. Vacuum/vacuuming, to remove dirt and debris from a surface using a vacuum cleaner. 3. Sweep/sweeping, to clean a floor by pushing dirt and debris towards the edge with a broom. 4. Mop/mopping, to clean a floor by wetting a mop and moving it back and forth. 5. Scrub, to clean a surface by using a brush or other abrasive material. 6. Rinse, to clean a surface by using water. 7. Wipe, to clean a surface by using a cloth or other absorbent material. 8. Polish, to make a surface shine by using a polishing agent. 9. Disinfect, clean a surface by using a disinfectant. 10. Sterilize, to clean a surface by using a sterilizing agent. The most important cleaning verb rules. There are 4 important rules to remember when using cleaning verbs. 1. Always dust before you vacuum. This will help to prevent the dirt and dust from being spread around by the vacuum cleaner. 2. Vacuum in a straight line. This will help to ensure that all of the dirt and debris is picked up by the vacuum cleaner. 3. When sweeping, start at the room's edge and work towards the center. This will help to prevent the dirt and debris from being spread around. 4. When mopping, start at the room's edge and work toward the center. This will help to prevent the floor from getting too wet. End speech.